I don't even think we need a sermon this morning. I think we have a sermon that has been being lived out in a life. Dominique, I'm proud of you, dude. He's been so nervous this whole week. He's texted me like 25 times this week, asking me about, are you sure that I get to pick out as many songs as I want? You sure that I, do I need to check with somebody on the order of service? Do I need to, all these texts. I'm just like, just come up with something. Just do it. And so he's done it, and he does it with such confidence. And I love to watch his face because he really means it. He's really singing from his heart, and that's the most important thing to me. And you're a pretty good singer too, by the way. He also asked me, he said, the more songs I sing, is that the shorter your sermon will be? And I said, no. So anyway, well, that's not, he didn't ask me that, I'm just kidding. This morning, I always like to preach. Always like to share something that's on my heart. That's kind of something that I'm dealing with in my life. Typically, I'm extremely excited to stand up and preach because I don't get that many opportunities. But I feel like I preach 5 sermons every day at school, and so I'm like, here I am again. You know, standing up here, myself talk. So I thought I would give you a little break this morning. Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. I'm going to do something just a little bit unconventional, a little bit different than what we normally do. In my classes at school, I'm always trying to find unique ways to get the points across that I'm trying to give. You can't just stand up and lecture for 45 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever the time you have that particular day. And so there's a lot of resources out there on YouTube and on different places. A lot of Christian, if you just type in Christian inspirational videos, there's all sorts of things that come up, and some of them are good, and some of them are not so good. But I was, this week, I've been dealing with a young lady at school who pretty much comes into my office every afternoon, and she's just living a difficult life. She's really struggling with life. And so I've been talking to her, and I've been trying to give her encouragement. I've been trying to give her inspiration from different things. And as I was looking this week at some different resources, I came across this video. And this is some guys. They're called the Skit Guys, okay? And this about as plain as you can get, the Skit Guys. And they're very, very popular as far as doing Christian type skits with really good messages. And it went right along. I mean, it was just almost exactly what I wanted to talk about today. And I thought, instead of trying to come up with and say the things that they say, I figured I would just show it to you. And then we could just kind of talk about it today. We could kind of discuss it together in our time together as a family. And so I'm going to show this. I think it's about 10 minutes, and it's extremely interesting. I think you'll enjoy it, and then we'll spend a little time in discussion afterwards, if I can get it to work.
You've heard the saying, he's carrying a lot of baggage from his past, or avoid her.
Baggage.
But think about it. I mean, baggage, we get it from other people, the things that they do to us or say to us. And if we carry those memories around, in essence, we carry baggage. We begin collecting baggage when we're just little kids.
There you are.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, what?
Well, we were talking about building the treehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love treehouses.
Yeah, it's just a thing. See, you can't help us build the treehouse.
Why?
Well, you don't really want me to tell you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, we were talking, the gang, we were talking, and,
yeah.
Well, you're too fat.
What?
You'll weigh down the treehouse.
I'm not fat.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I'm not. No. Mommy just says I'm big boned.
Dinosaurs are big boned. You're fat.
No. Mommy says I'm chunky.
Peanut butter's chunky. You're fat.
No. Mommy says that I've lost weight.
I think you found it.
No. Mommy says I'm just different.
Your mommy says you're just different?
Yeah, I'm just different.
Go back to where you came from. I gotta go. Bye.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's one of the biggest lies we teach children. Words hurt. They cut deep. And if we carry around the words of other people, essentially what we do is we're collecting baggage. See, we can't find our self-worth based on what other people think of us. We have to find our self-worth based on Christ and our relationship with Him. But it doesn't seem to be that easy. And as life goes on and we get older, we just tend to collect more baggage. Sometimes we pick up baggage from people who are very close to us, like a best friend.
No, I know. I know, Shelley. I know. It's like we talked for 3 hours and it seemed like 5 minutes. I know. It's like we have this amazing connection, this chemistry. Okay, I'm just going to say this, Shelley. I've never said this to anyone in a really long time. Shelley, I feel like you're my density. I really, really do. No, you're right. You're my destiny. That's what I meant. You're my destiny, right? I'm just so flawless. Okay, he's right here. I got to go. Okay, bye.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
How much are you talking to?
Talking to my mom.
Your mom's your destiny.
Yeah. I mean, she gave birth to me and everything. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Kudos.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you said Shelly.
Yeah, that's her name.
I thought your mom's name was Kelly.
That's her middle name.
Your mom's name's Kelly Shelly?
Yeah, and she was picked on a lot when she was a kid, so I just really try to encourage her all the time and tell her that I love her. What's wrong with that?
Okay,
I
mean, okay. Whatever. Did you talk to my Shelly?
Yeah, I did.
And?
She's not going to be your Shelly. Look, we just started talking. We just kind of hit it off. It just happened. I mean,
what?
We had this great chemistry. It just...
No. You were supposed to call her for me.
I did. I started out doing that. I did. You
no.
Gotta believe me.
You're supposed to be my best friend.
I am. Don't let a girl come between us, okay?
You did this. Look, man, you know I've liked her since we were in kindergarten, and you were supposed to talk to her for me.
Yes, but I've been your best friend since kindergarten, and we've always said growing up, best friends forever, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? Forever just got a lot shorter.
Don't do this.
Did this. You're supposed to be my best friend. And our friends, they're just trying to get through life the same way we are. And sometimes they're going to make poor choices. And we can either learn to forgive them or we can pick up more baggage. You know, the truth about baggage is we don't need other people to load it on us. We do a pretty good job of dumping baggage on ourselves when we compare ourselves to others. We think things like, if I could be as popular as they are, if I could be as gifted and talented as they are, but I'm not. I'm a loser. I'm no good. And when we think that, we pick up more baggage. Or we find ourselves thinking, they have it made. And why is life so easy for them and so hard for me? I'm never going to make it. And when we buy into that lie, more baggage. And sometimes we pick up baggage from people who love us dearly. They just don't realize that their words cut like a knife.
Son.
Hey, Dad.
What happened out there?
The ball slipped. The lights got in my eyes.
The lights got in your eyes?
Yeah.
You know that's what cost us the game, don't you?
Yeah.
The ball slipped. How many times have I gotten up in the morning before 5 a.m., before I go to work on the stuff with you? Huh? There were scouts out there. You realize that?
Dad, the ball slipped.
The ball slipped.
It did. I mean, what do you want?
Hey, Coach. Huh? No. Butterfingers, yeah. We're going to work with them.
Uh-huh.
All right. See you later.
Are you crying?
No.
Well, don't. Pull it together. People are watching. I want you to grab your stuff. I'm going to go to the car and I'll meet you there, all right?
Dad,
I'm just disappointed in you, all right? These were our dreams, right? Grab your stuff.
And our parents, They don't mean to hurt us. It's just they've got their own baggage. And when you don't deal with baggage, you pass it on. And for us, we have to learn to find our self-worth only in our relationship with Christ. And if we don't, we pick up more baggage. It gets uncomfortable, tedious, and our natural tendency is to want to dump this baggage onto someone else, but it always backfires.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What are you doing in my room?
I just need to ask you a question.
What?
Can you give me and my friends a ride to school? It's cold and I don't want to ride my bike. What?
Are you really asking that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. Just give me a ride and some of my friends to school.
You need to understand something. Just because you and your loser friends are in high school now doesn't mean I'm going to give you a ride, okay? Because look at me. You need to understand that when people look at you, they see a freak, all right? And if they know that I'm related to you, if they know we're brothers, they're going to think I'm a freak too, okay? And I'm not okay with that. So here's the deal. I don't care how you get there. I don't care if you have to walk or crawl or whatever, but I'm not going to be a chauffeur for you and your loser friends, okay?
It's not my fault that Dad left. Why do you keep taking out on me?
Whatever.
No, you know I'm right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You're only sorry that I'm calling you out. I'll ride my bike.
I said I was sorry.
I'll ride my bike.
Come on. And in the process of trying to dump our baggage on someone else, inevitably what happens is we pick up more baggage. And then there's that one. My sin. My secret sin. It's cool. I mean, I've got it under control. Who am I kidding? Most of the time it has control of me. And this is the way I live. And yet, I hear the words of Christ who says, I've come that you may have life and may have it abundantly. I don't know about you, but this doesn't really feel like abundant life to me. I can't walk straight. I can barely keep my balance. And then I remember his words. Because Christ also said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what I want. That's what I want. So I go to God. God, please, if you're willing, would you take this baggage from me? Because, God, I'm miserable and I can't live this way anymore. Please take it. You know what? It takes it.
A little bit like your life? Made me think a lot about mine. And how things that we carry with us hinder us in our walk with Christ. And the thing is, for all of us, it may be something different. He talks about all the things that we carry with us from our childhood and the things that have affected us throughout our life. Of course, this video is geared, you know, more toward teenagers. But the things that affect us in our childhood that we hold on to, in our family life, things that people have said, things that they have done to us, and we hold on to them, it causes anger, it causes a grudge, it causes hurt feelings, causes us to feel inadequate about our own selves. Do we honestly and really think that as he tells us at the end of this video, that if we offer these burdens, if we offer this baggage to God, will he take it from us? Will he lift it off of us and allow us to live our lives just like he says, live an abundant and joyful life in Christ? So hard, though, to allow him to take it. A lot of times, my own burdens, in some strange way, they make me feel comfort. That baggage that I carry, it's something that I can hide behind. It's something that I carry on to, and I've gotten so used to it that I don't know how to deal with life any other way. I don't know how to be open and honest with myself. I don't know how to be open and honest with anyone else because I've got my baggage and I carry it with me, and it keeps me in my comfort zone. But when I pray to God as a Christian and I ask him, God, please take these things from me, I have to be willing to release them. And I have to be willing to at least attempt in my life to leave them there and not continue to pick them back up. Because, you know, that's our freedom, to pick those burdens and pick those things back up onto my life, into my life, into my heart. And I may never be free totally from them. But the fact is that the only way that I can have true freedom, true joy in life is through Christ, who gives me the strength to be able to dump that junk that's in my life and to release it and then allow him to leave it there. One of the passages that I really like to read when I'm struggling is Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 1. It says, since we have, therefore, such a cloud of witnesses that are surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross and despised the shame and is set down at the right hand of God. What is it that burdens us? What is it? What baggage are we carrying? And as we think about that in our, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands and get suggestions of what you might be carrying in your life. But I do think about this. I think about a few weeks ago when our brother Brandon stood up here and he shared his burden. And he told us how it had weighted him down in his life and he was struggling so much with it. And all of us, of course, opened our hearts to him and we felt his pain because we are there as well. Maybe not the same sin or maybe not the same thoughts or the same actions that Brandon may be struggling with, but all of us struggle with things in our lives, but we like to pretend that we don't. We like to think, as we were talking about in our class downstairs, that we have it all together and we know we don't. How can I be anything to anyone outside of this building when I don't have it all together? This is a place where we bring our burdens. This is a place where we bring our baggage and we encourage one another to leave it here. And I can walk out of this room and I can be free of it. I can walk out of this family, I can know that I have the support that I need. The other passage I want to read, and I want to read the rest of the one passage that he read, that he mentioned in the video, is Matthew chapter, let's see, Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I was thinking about this whole concept of us bringing our burdens to Christ. And it's not that he alleviates them. You know, it would be great if I could just say, boom, I drop it on the floor and there it stays, right? That would be great, like a magic potion where I pray to God and he takes it away and it never comes back into my life. But that's not the case, and we know that that's not the way it is. The sin that I'm going to struggle with, I'm going to struggle with the rest of my life. The particular things that get into our hearts and our lives, they're not just going to go away no matter how much counseling I go through. Right, Dawn? They're not going to go away. What I have to do is learn how to deal with them. And part of that process of dealing with it is taking on the yoke of Christ. And what that means to me is he helps to bear my burden. That yoke, it joins two things together, right? You think of it like some oxen pulling a cart or some horses pulling a wagon. The more horses you got, the easier the burden is on each one. We've yoked ourselves to Christ, and we have to allow him then to help us cope and deal with the struggles, the burdens, the baggage that we have in our life. But see, that's not where it ends. We're not only yoked to Christ, we're also yoked to one another. In one big chain of a Christian family, how much easier is it to lift something very heavy when you have eight guys instead of one? We have a yoke, and that's this family. We're all yoked to Christ, but yet we help each other. We help to bear each other's burdens. Sometimes I don't think we take advantage of it enough. Sometimes I don't think we take advantage of the strength that exists within this group. And so the encouragement, the thought that today is, number one, I've got to be willing to be honest with myself and identify those things that are keeping me from walking the walk of faith with joy. See, sometimes I walk the walk of faith, but it's almost like a drudgery. It's almost like I'm going through the motions and I'm checking off a checklist of the things that I have to be doing in my life. But it's a lot different when I approach my walk of faith with joy and I can live a joyful life. But yet those burdens are always going to be coming up in my life. That baggage is always going to be cropping its evil head up in my life. And so I've got to be willing then to identify it, but I've got to be willing to allow God to take it from me. I've got to be willing to open myself up to him, but also to you. Do we really believe that if I bring my burdens to Christ, that he'll take them from me, that he will help me deal with them? If I really believe that, then it gives me a lot of comfort and joy. We can believe it as we are yoked to him and we're yoked to one another in faith. I want to try something. Well, it might be a little silly. I don't know. You have a pen? Pull that pen out. If you don't, then I have a few. Nehemiah, let me help get your help. Come on, Dominique. No, not you. You already did your work. Pass these out. Ernest, you want to help? Pass and help. Does anyone need a pen? Doesn't have one? Stab you, Rich. Oh, got him. Stabbed him right in the heart. Oh. Forgot, guys don't carry pens. Okay, here's what I want you to do with this. And this is only, I understand this is not a magic solution to anything. But what I want you to do on that piece of paper is I want you to think about some baggage that you're carrying that you'd like to rid yourself of. And you don't have to. We're not going to have sharing time where everybody tells what's on their paper. If you'd like to share it, I'd love that. We'll take the time to do that. But I'd like for you to think about something in your life, and it may be something for the younger ones. I know, it may be a little more difficult. But those of us who have been around a while may be carrying some things. And what I want you to do is I want you to write it on the paper, and then I want you to fold that piece of paper, and then we're going to have a prayer, and we're going to use this as our invitation today. And we're going to ask God to allow us to release that baggage from our life, that He will take it from us. And I can leave this room feeling free. Now, I understand this is not a magic. I write on the paper, and all of a sudden I walk outside, and woo, I'm free. Okay, it could come back. And I have to desire it to be gone. But it's just an acknowledgement of the fact, number one, that God can and will take it from us. And number two, that I want it gone. So just take a minute or two and write something down. If you've already done it, then that's good. And I was going to do, I've already done this, and I had like 7 sheets of paper. So, anyway. before we pray, I want to remind you of this verse, John chapter 10, verse 10. I've come that you may have life and have it in abundance. Let's pray together. Father, we praise you for all that you are and all that you do for us. You are truly the God of the universe, and we believe in you, and we want to do your will in our lives. And Father, we know that you sent your Son Jesus to this earth, that you may give us an abundant, joyful life, and that life only comes through him. That he paid the ultimate price for us and given us the joy that we can have in this life. But we also know, Father, that he is still there for us. That we've yoked ourselves to him, and that we can bring our comforts, we can bring our concerns and our burdens to him, and he will give us comfort. He will give us strength. Father, I pray that you bless us this morning. Bless each one. As we lift our cries before you, as our hearts are burdened down and weighted down with so many different things, we pray, Father, that you will allow us to release those. Help us, Father, to come to you and know that you have the power to help us to overcome those things in our lives. And then give us the strength, Father, to leave them there. To not go back to them, to not continue to pick them up and continue to let those things burden our lives. But Father, as we have thought about it and we've lifted these things up to you this morning, Father, I pray that you would be with each of us as we share these burdens with you. And as a family, we share these burdens with each other. Although we may not know the specifics of what each person is going through, we pray that each of us would seek to know, that we would share with one another our burdens, and that we would pray for each other in our sin, that we might have healing. I pray, Father, that you would continue to bless our brother Brandon as he shared his thoughts with us a few weeks ago, and as he continues to be overseas away from us, we pray that you would bless him and that you would bless us all. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, and for the healing that we receive through him. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
It's 176, number 176, please. Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty side. Gift of love, they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. To humble king, they named a cross. so lost I should have done, but you have brought me to your Son, to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. So wash me in this precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
So I asked Rich if he